We're in Romans in our Bible reading this week. Romans 8. Talks about in Romans 8, if God be for us, who can be against us? Right. Can anybody? Who dares, it says in our translation, who dares accuse us? Who dares accuse us? Nobody. God has chosen you and I for his own. I love that. There was just something when I read that this morning. I said, well, oh yes, I'm yours. It's you and me, God. Amen. And it was your doing. You chose me. He's given us right standing with him. So how can somebody else come in and tell us we don't have right standing? It's God himself who's given us right standing with him. Who can condemn us? Can anyone? But yet we allow the devil to condemn us in our minds, don't we? Hey, put it away. We don't have to put up with that. We really don't. Get out of there, devil. You have no part. You have nothing. No part in me. Amen. And then it says, who can separate us? Who can separate us from God? Who can? I made a little picture. God and me. God and me. And I thought, if I put that on paper, you can tear it. Remember that today. God, no way. Separate. Amen. It's God and us. The answer to the question, who can separate us? Let's stand and let's say it together. He gives us the answer. And now, Pat, let's say it together. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Is that right, Ward? Pastor Ward, you've experienced some of that, haven't you, huh? You know his mighty power. And you couldn't be separated. And I'm glad you weren't separated because I'm glad you're still with us and Darla too. Amen. Let's worship him this morning.